Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or
he did graduate.
No. But he was smarter than a lot of graduates are right now.
What about your mother? How far along did she get?
Oh, she was 17 years old when she married. I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Just don't know.
Just don't know what she didn't
say.
Suppose
she might have had some high students.
I doubt it. I doubt it. Think seriously.
About what would you say would be probably farthest that she went to school?
I wouldn't say any higher than 8th or 9th grade at the most, I don't suppose.
Okay. Well, what about your grandparents on your mother's side?
My grandfather on my mother's side was a primitive Baptist preacher. And he farmed, just, you know, and he was in the legislature. He served 4 years in the legislature of Mississippi. And he was a sergeant at Parchman, that's the Pennell Farm, in 1918. And his wife, my grandmother, died there because that was the year the flu raged. You know, right after the boys came home from the service, they brought it back in, you know, in 1918 we had it just killed a lot of people. And it killed my grandmother and my mother's oldest sister. Her husband was driver there. And she died. My grandmother died one day and my aunt died the next morning in 1918. And then my grandfather married again, but she was, I believe, a legal secretary to Governor Bilbo of Mississippi.
Of the state.
Mm-hmm.
He's also manager of the Working Boys.
At Mississippi State College, he had that too. The boys
well,
that
the
went there
and
worked their way through school,
well,
he managed
college.
That too for a while.
This was your mother's father?
That was my maternal grandfather, yes.
Right. And he was a resident of Lee County?
Yes.
Born and raised.
Right.
Was he from Tupelo specifically? Or?
No, east of Guntown. That's where my family all originated.
I see. Do you have any idea of how far he went in school?
No.
No idea.
He was a pretty smart fellow, I'll tell you that. But back then, they had a college at Iuka, and
yeah.
He went to school in Iuka at a normal, what they call a normal school. And that's just, back then they didn't have it like they do now, you know.
Is that a teacher's college?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What about, let's see, your grandmother, your mother's mother, was she from this county too?
Yeah. From Lee County.
From Guntown again?
Out from the area, on that area, somewhere in there. The best I can remember, I just can't tell you exactly.
She was a housewife?
She was a housewife, that's right.
And do you have any idea how far she got this?
No, I don't have any idea about that.
Okay. Well, what about your grandparents on your father's side?
Well, as I said, they originally came from Alabama, but he was born in Lee County.
He was born in Lee County?
Yeah. If it was Lee County at that time, it could have been Edwin B. Arden. No, I think it must have been later than that. He was born in Lee County. Yeah. Right.
Lee County became a separate county about when?
I don't have any idea.
I don't know about
it. I just don't really know.
But before our time.
Yeah, back in the 1800s.
And your grandfather on your father's side, what did he do for a living?
He was just a farmer.
A farmer.
And I think at one time or other he was had a mercantile store.
General merchandise.
Mm-hmm. You know, back then they'd had them out in the country, you know, and they just...
Right. Go with everything.
Go with everything.
Do you think he had a chance to go to school much?
Well, no, I don't think so.
Not then.
They just, yeah, he could read and write. Yeah. He had a lot of just good old horse sense, if that's what you mean.
What about his